The research that we've done shows that there are 4 million British women and 3 million British men who are shopaholics. And that means that they rack up 50% of their debt through personal shopping habits. The reason why people are using so much of their income to shop is many reasons. First of all, I think there is a celebrity culture. We see it people on the television. We want to look good. We want to look like them. There's all of that. Secondly, I think that it's very easy to shop. In this multimedia world, what we're finding is 40% of us are now shopping online. And thirdly, still a big factor, the comfort factor. More of us are doing this than before. When life's tough, we're going out, we're spending money, it makes us feel good. I think there are considerable risks of people taking on unsecured debt. Debt is very difficult to overcome, and you can get yourself into a spiral of debt. What's important, I think, is to get a grip and get a grip now. Face up to the debt, find ways of reducing it. And there are some easy ways of reducing your debt. There are lots of savings to be made on the boring things of life, like, for example, gas and electricity bills, telephone bills, even getting a better deal on a credit card. It's perfectly possible to save about £1,000 a year just by doing some sensible things. And if we are shoppers, well, let's shop around using price comparison site like uswitch.com, and then we can afford our shopping habit. I think one of the reasons why men are catching up with women and begin to spend almost as much, and in some places even more than women, is that we are seeing a lot of magazines that are full of things about fashion and grooming. Men are becoming much more interested in that. And then we've got what I like to call the David Beckham effect, where people are really interested in looking good. And I have to say, as a woman, I quite appreciate that. I like men looking good. Well, I've got lots of tips for people who actually want to continue to shop but not get into debt or pay off their debts. And that is, first of all, use cash when you go out to shop. It stops you doing the impulse buy. And that item of clothing that might cost you £30 or £40, if you buy it on your credit card, it could end up costing you about £50. The second thing to say about that is that it is possible to save money elsewhere. Save money on the boring things in life. Save money on your gas and electricity bill. Save money on your telephone. Get a better deal on a credit card. All these are possible. And if you come to a price comparison site like uswitch.com, you could find yourself saving about £1,000 a year. Now, that's a lot of nice cash to go out and indulge your spending habit with. Well, I think the best thing to find out more information about saving money is to come onto a price comparison site. And certainly, I'm very pleased that our price comparison site, uswitch.com, gives a lot of really useful information for people who seriously want to save money. And, you know, just spending about half an hour or so on our site could save up to, and maybe even more in some cases, £1,000 a year.